The Historic Park City Alliance isn't worried about the masses that will descend on Park City next January. Executive Director Michael Burrill says for a world-renowned resort town like Park City that has hosted the Olympics, it's business as usual.
I think our position will be, hey, that's a great opportunity for us to showcase our historic district, to showcase our authenticity, to showcase our local businesses. And so let's make sure that the circulation controls, the parking controls that we put in place are appropriate for that period.
The Sundance Film Festival is scheduled to start January 24th and run through February 3rd. The World Freestyle Championships are slated to kick off February 1st and run through February 10th, creating a three-day overlap between two large and popular events. The last time Park City hosted the World Freestyle Championships was in 2011, but that was only for the aerials and mogul skiing. This is the first time Park City is hosting the event that will also include snowboarding and freeski events as well. Burrill says it's important to mix things up during both events to show off all the things that sets Park City apart from other towns.
But that we don't treat the whole 3 weeks like the 4 days that we start with at the beginning of the Sundance, that there are some differences there and that we want to showcase those areas and invite people to come experience what we have to offer.
Those discussions with the city and the organizers of both events will happen later on in the year, but Burrill says the HPCA doesn't want a delay in getting the message out as soon as possible. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.